Last Friday, the Roadrunner Food Bank was bustling as volunteers and staff members were prepping for one of their busiest weeks of the year, Thanksgiving. While the food bank itself isn't open on Thanksgiving Day, there are more than 500 food pantries and soup kitchens around the state who are relying on their food shipments to make their Thanksgiving service a reality. There's a lot to do in this 150,000-square-foot warehouse, and today there's no shortage of volunteers to help out. And they come in all shapes and sizes, too. Some of the smallest ones being Ms. Linda Desjarlais' fourth-grade class from Manzano Day School. They're busy separating a mountain of potatoes into more manageable 10-pound boxes.
The kids are really enjoying it. They feel like they're really making a contribution as opposed to gathering money or something like that.
I like to be here so we could help people. And
that's nice that you're helping a cause and that you're making a difference.
I like going here because you can help feed the people who really are hungry and make them not hungry anymore.
As the kids did their best to put a dent in that potato mountain, a volunteer group from Intel was busy sorting a 2,000-pound bag of beans. Team member Kim Tapia says the food bank is one of her favorite places to volunteer.
It's a really neat place for us to be able to come as a team and all be able to pitch in together to complete a project that helps the community.
A few other volunteers were scattered around the warehouse organizing dried goods, and a couple of Border Patrol officers even stopped by that day to deliver the spoils of their recent employee food drive, which weighed in at about 50 pounds. Sonia Warwick, the food bank's communications officer, says Thanksgiving is usually a very busy time, and she's grateful to see the increase in donations because it provides them with a food supply they don't usually have access to.
It's nice to see the variety of product. It's not too long after growing season, so we see things like onions and potatoes.
Well, you'll see more protein items that we have access to now because it's more top of mind for people to be giving.
The area that we're in right now is a refrigerator, and we have a variety of different products that are in here. There's squash down here, as you can see, but we also have potatoes in here. There's eggs.
Because she says that diversity helps give hungry families a more balanced diet.
When you're a person that is wondering and scared about how you're going to feed your family, that might be the only produce they get. We've met clients who've said, this is the first meat that I've had to prepare my children in 4 months. Or a mom that told me a week ago, I basically give my children their portions first and I don't eat. She says, I skip 3 or 4 or 5 meals a week so that I make sure my kids eat.
And while that may sound extreme, missing meals is a stark reality for many New Mexicans. According to a 2011 study by the Food Depot, a food bank in Santa Fe, more than 800,000 people in the state regularly miss up to 12 meals per month. And about 6% of New Mexican families are experiencing hunger right now.
And hunger means, very simply but horrifyingly, that means that people are experiencing pain from lack of food.
That's Sherry Hooper, the executive director at the Food Depot in Santa Fe. She says thanks to the downturn in the economy a few years ago, the state has seen a significant increase in the number of people seeking food assistance. And just like the variety of people who are volunteering to help fight hunger, those in need are also coming from all walks of life.
I think people would be surprised how close it is to them, meaning it could be their neighbor, it could be an elderly neighbor, it could be their son's best friend and his family. I think it's shocking how prevalent it is.
Because the need is no longer just from low-income families. Again, Sonia Warwick.
I think the face of hunger has really, really changed. So it's affecting people who are working. 30-35% of people that we help every year have a full-time job. They just can't make ends meet on a monthly basis. So what do you do?
But despite the recession, Warwick says she feels fortunate because the food bank is still managing to keep up with demand. Right now, the Roadrunner Warehouse is bursting at the seams with food donations that will give thousands of hungry New Mexicans a nutritious meal this holiday season. For KUNM, I'm Carrie Young.